It's our privilege this morning to have with us for our moment for missions, Jim and Carol Clarkson, who work with Sunshine Ministries. That's a mission organization here in the city of St. Louis that has been in existence for over 100 years, and we are partners with them in financial support, so they're going to come and give us an update on their work. It's good to have you both again.
Good morning. Carol and I want to thank you ever so much for inviting us to come out. Sunshine and Old Orchard have been partners for many years, and many of you already know what we do, and many of you don't. So we'll take just a few minutes and give you a little history and that may be of interest, and a quick overview of what we do and how we do it. Then Carol will come up and talk to you a little bit about the current programs and the plans we have for the future of Sunshine Ministries. Sunshine is the oldest homeless shelter in St. Louis, founded in 1903. It was founded by a bunch of Christian businessmen and has remained solidly Christian throughout the years. Carol and I started some 15 years ago. Seems like 151. After working together in business for many years, we came to Sunshine, and Carol always tells the story of how the Lord tricked us into coming down there. But when we started, the only facility that we had was a four-story building, which we ran a homeless shelter from, and that shelter remains in place today. From 15 years ago, the homeless shelter has grown to 44 men that we serve on a nightly basis, 365 days a year. We have some six buildings that we run programs for men, women, and children. And I think the things that set us apart from the average social service organization is, number one, that we're solidly Christian in everything that we do. We require Bible studies and Bible teaching involved in every program that we run down there, and everybody that comes to us for services hears the gospel every night. Because of that, we've never taken a penny of government funding because they would not allow us to require Bible studies, which we do. So it's a good news, bad news story. They've got lots of money, evidently, to hand out, but there are a lot of strings attached, which we don't choose to get involved with. We work very hard to offer a hand up rather than a handout to everyone that we serve. We don't enable people to stay in dependent and unproductive lifestyles, expecting our society to support them. We help and encourage people to make a true life change and become productive, self-supporting individuals. Our mission statement is Sunshine Ministries is committed to providing high-quality Christian social services to the poor and needy of St. Louis, offering healing from the past, help for the present, and hope for the future. We carry this on every day of the year. Carol, why don't you spend a couple of minutes and talk to them about programs.
Currently, our programs include the shelter that Jim told you about, where we have 44 men every night. It's a very safe environment for these men, and it's a very nice environment, which we think is very respectful to the men that we serve. We also now have a long-term rehabilitation program. That's a very intense 13-month program where men come to us who are trying to overcome addictive behavior. We spend the first 6 months with these guys working on a better understanding of their addictive behavior and to begin to get over that lifestyle. And then the last 6 months, we try to instill in them new good habits that would sustain them in an independent lifestyle after they graduate. It's very intense, of course, not only with the spiritual aspect, but with education and life skills. And then we have a ladies, what we call a care program, where we reach out into the community. And these gals are not homeless. They are the head of household, and they mostly living in the government projects that surround the mission building. And in this program, we provide food, clothing, household goods for these ladies. They come in for one meeting a month, and we have several of those meetings every month. And then they also are able to come to many other events that we have for them, including educational classes, just as that we do for the men in the long-term program. And special events. We have many, many, many events coming up with the Easter season. And we also do a weekly Bible study with those gals. I think the biggest and fastest growing program that we have, and by far the most effective program, is for children. We started reaching out to children shortly after we started down at the mission because I heard a saying, it's easier to mold a child than to mend an adult. And the light bulb went on, and I thought, we have got to be working with children. Apparently God thought so too and put that thought in our heads. And now, as I say, it's the biggest program we have. There we have an after-school program for elementary-age children. We also have an after-school program for teenagers. And of course, there's all kinds of special events for these kids to come and have fun. I think one of the best programs that we have right now is a preschool that we run year-round. And we really try to teach the kids academically so that they are usually way ahead of their peers when they go into the public schools down there. We have one boy that's graduating at the end of this school year, and he's already reading. And in a lot of cases down in those schools, they're not reading till first or second grade. We teach them life skills, things like manners. We had last year we had a brother-sister team come to us and literally had never used silverware, didn't know how to even hold it and use it. And now they are very mannerly in their eating. We teach character. We teach relationships, which are something they don't necessarily learn down there, and personal responsibility. We really treat them with godly, tough love, and it's just heartwarming how they respond to that. And then, of course, we give them lots of love and attention. Again, something that sometimes is missing in their lives at home. We want them to understand how special they are, and we also want them to understand how special they are to God. And there's so many wonderful stories. I could stay up here for half an hour and tell you, but I'll just tell you a couple that I just love. One of the parents brought their child to school not too long ago, and she said, well, she's got us praying now. When we pray for lunch, our teachers will say, you know, dear Jesus, and the kids, dear Jesus, and then thank you for this food, thank you for this food. This past week, our theme was the pond. Academically, we were talking about the pond and all the animals at the pond, but at lunch, we also thank God for those things. So thank you for the crocodile. And so she goes home, and now she is making her whole family pray, and she's playing the teacher's part. So she says, you know, dear Jesus, and the whole family has to answer back, dear Jesus. So, which we think is very special. And then another one, the children do memory verses, and one little boy who's just the cutest in the world came to me one day. They call me Mrs. C, and he said, I know my memory verse. I got my star today. And I said, well, Evan, what is it? And he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Dear me, 6'5". So... He's also the kid, remember the tornadoes we had not too long ago? He came to me the next morning and said, Mrs. C, did you get hit by that potato? But anyway, they are so dear. And I think at this age, we make a much greater difference in their lives. And we have much more potential to change the direction of their lives. We also have an extremely outstanding camp program in the summer. So those are the programs we have now. Let me tell you a bit about what's happening in our near future, I would say the next 2 to 3 year time frame, which is pretty intense for us. Because of the revitalization of the north side of the downtown area, we have been asked, so far politely, to vacate the mission building that we've been in. And they want to relocate us so they can have a better landing for the new bridge that's coming over from Illinois. And we obviously want to cooperate and be a good part of the community, so we're currently looking for new locations. We've maybe found a couple, one that we will build from scratch, which will be a new transitional living center, which will replace our shelter and the men there, and actually offer them some more services where they can actually stay there during the day. and then a new community center which will serve the women. But obviously, as I'm sure you all can imagine, this is a big process and a big jump for us to have to take. So we really covet your prayers for this procedure that we're going through right now. First of all, that all of the details will fall together and that we'll be able to get these two buildings, and that we'll have great negotiations and stay on a friendly basis with the Northside developers that we're working with. Obviously, that we'll have the money that we will need because we never borrow and we never go into debt. And also, Jim's saying it's, sometimes it feels like we're 115 years old. Pray for our stamina as we go through this. This may be the last hurrah. And in general, I just ask that you would pray for all the programs that we shared with you today and for the people that we serve, that they will truly experience God's love through us and through our staff. And then also, I would ask that you pray for our staff because it is a tough job, and I would ask that you would pray for their patience and perseverance and that they would feel fulfilled by the Lord, too, in their service. Thank you.
Did you say how many years you had been working down there?
15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you know off the top of your heads, either of you, how many churches are supporting you financially? I mean, roughly.
I would say over 50.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
But interesting enough, it is in a pie chart. Churches' donations are the smallest piece of the pie. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
That's right. It's mostly individuals.
I think a lot of churches think more of overseas as their mission field, but that's why we appreciate so much that you all are partnering with us.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it's always encouraging to hear from you. So.